setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were made for more than just a J-O-B. You were created to contribute through your work. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it, and we want to help you, whether you have no idea what that is. What is that unique role? What is that great contribution? That would be my dream job. What is that? I have no idea, Ken. We can help. Some of you know what it is, but you're just not quite sure how to go about getting there. You don't have a clear path. We can help you. And some of you know what it is that you're supposed to do. You know how to get there. But finances or fear or family or failure is holding you back. We can help. 844-747-2577 is the number. I can tell you this, that when you are working on purpose, you will see purpose manifest itself in so many other areas of your life. But if you just work a J-O-B, even if it's an okay J-O-B, you don't have to hate your job. It's just okay. Just safe. And you spend the amount of time that we spend as Americans, over 90,000 plus hours at work in your lifetime, and it doesn't matter to you. You're going to get to the end of your journey and look back with regret, as opposed to getting to the end of your journey and looking back and reminiscing. 844-747-2577 is the number. We'll get to the phones in just a moment. But today I want to allow someone else to teach. One of the greatest orators the world has ever known is going to be a teacher today in just a brief moment from a speech he gave as a last-minute invitation. The year was 1967. Martin Luther King Jr. was in Philadelphia for other business and was invited to speak at a junior high school, what we now know as middle school. He says yes. Can you imagine? And so here you are, a 6th, 7th, 8th grader, and Martin Luther King Jr. comes in to address an assembly and essentially spoke about the blueprint for life. And we talk about this all the time on this program, that there is value in all work. If you are a plumber, you matter. If you are a hairdresser, you matter. If you are a professor, you matter. If you are a scientist, you matter. If you're a pastor, you matter. But in this advice, and we're just going to play just a snippet of it, it's about a 20-minute speech. I want you to listen to Martin Luther King Jr.'s advice for these young junior high school students. And for those of you that doubt that you've got value and that you could be valuable in your work, I want you to listen to one of the greatest speakers the world has ever known. Let's go to Philadelphia, 1967, Martin Luther King Jr.
This is the most important and crucial period of your lives, for what you do now and what you decide now at this age may well determine which way your life shall go. And the question is whether you have a proper, a solid, and a sound blueprint. And I want to suggest some of the things that should be in your life's blueprint. Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodiness. Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Secondly, in your life's blueprint, you must have as a basic principle the determination to achieve excellence in your various fields of endeavor. You're going to be deciding as the days and the years unfold what you will do in life, what your life's work will be. Once you discover what it will be, set out to do it, and to do it well. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
Martin Luther King Jr. challenging us all. It's the same speech, by the way, that one of his most famous quotes is uttered. He's beginning to wind up there. And boy, I wish we could just play the whole thing. If that doesn't give you goosebumps, you need to go see the cardiologist. And I'm going to tell you, your heart's not alive. But he goes on to tell those young people, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets, even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. I share that with you today because as I open up every show, I say, you were created to fill a unique role in your work. You were needed. You must do it. There's value there. I love that he says, don't lose sight of your somebody-ness. Don't lose sight of your somebody-ness. So fantastic. So there are people that are listening to me today, whether it be on Sirius XM, your talk radio station, or you're listening to the podcast, and somebody has done something to you, somebody has said something to you, and it was the beginning of a crack that made you feel as though you have no worth. When I talk about working on purpose, we've heard feedback from the audience. Some people say, Ken, I love the message. But I feel as though what I want to do, the work that I am good at, the work that I love, it doesn't feel very purposeful. And I would say, wait a second. There's purpose in cleaning someone's house. There's purpose in fixing something at somebody's house. There's purpose in making a car run. There's purpose in teaching others. There's purpose in counseling others. There's purpose in research. There's purpose in organization. There's purpose in leadership. Here's the slippery slope. If you go through this life, like so many millions of people have on this globe, getting an education that leads you to a safe job so that you've got safety and security and comfortability, and it's just a job, and it doesn't matter to you deeply, here's what happens. Over time, you will begin to doubt how much you matter. Now, let me give you perspective. I mean, I really believe you can say, well, I know I matter as a husband or a wife or a mom or a dad. I don't really matter much professionally. I see that all the time. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. This idea that you were only created with relational purpose, fill in the blank, whatever your title is. For me, it's husband, dad, brother, okay, whatever. Just play it all out. To only assume that we are put on this planet for relational purposes is missing this whole thing. Yes, there's relational purpose, but there's also professional purpose. I was given talent. These are tools that if I don't use my talent in my work to do something that fires me up, that I love, to then create results that I see as significant, connected to my values. If we don't do that, we're missing out and we're not being who we're truly meant to be. It's important stuff. We take your calls coming up next. This is The Ken Coleman Show. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of six fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get six templates for, ready for this? $9.99. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store. That's kencoleman.com/store. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move forward. We help you move upward towards doing what you were born to do. This is where you are in your sweet spot. You're using what you do best, your talent, to do work you love. passion to produce results that matter deeply to you. Mission. When talent, passion, and mission are aligned, you're going to see so many opportunities to do that work. It's not just one dream job, one silver bullet solution. This is a lifestyle of working on purpose. And the income and the impact are both what you want it to be. That's what we're helping you do. No matter where you are in the journey, we have 7 stages that will get you on the path. That's stage 1, get clear. Stage 2 is get qualified. Stage 3 is get connected. Stage 4 is get started. Stage 5 is get promoted. Stage 6 is get the dream job. Stage 7 is give yourself away. So we're going to walk you through where you are, how you get to the next stage. Coach, counselor, cheerleader, that's my role, 844-747-2577. Speaking of coach, I want to give you tools to win. Those of you who are in the job search and you feel like you're not getting headway, you're sending a lot of resumes out and not getting a whole lot of bites, or you're thinking about the job switch in 2021 with about 40% of Americans, and you're going, oh, this job search sucks. It's just yucky. I get it. That's why I partnered with the number one job site in the world, ZipRecruiter.com. We have a landing page just for you, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Here's why I'm pitching them to you. They are the number one job site in the world because of their results. Their candidates are 3 times as likely to get hired. Their matching technology is unbelievable. They got a boatload of companies that are paying them to find talent. That's you. The Ken Coleman Show audience is ready. You know what you want to do, or at least you're trying to. And so this is a perfect resource for you. Did I mention it's free for you? It's free. There's no catch. Companies are paying them for talent. That's you. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It takes a few minutes to fill out a profile. Then they automatically begin to use their technology to match you up for jobs that are listed from the companies that are using their service. If the company likes your profile, they want to reach out to you directly, they can. They come to you and say, hey, we want you. Apply. So it's another awesome tool that is free to you. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. It's no risk, and it actually works. The best way to get hired, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, to the phones we go. Zach joins us in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Zach, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just looking for your insight on a situation I got.
Okay, let's go.
So I work at a large company. I've been in this current role for about 3 years, been with the company for about 6. And at the company, we're all salaried, and there's different like bands kind of within your role, like ranks, basically.
Okay.
As you move up, of course, your salary goes up, but then your responsibilities go up. So in addition to your core work, you might have like mentoring, training, you know, other stuff that you do. Because I want to move up, the past like 18 months, I've been a hard charger, taking on everything I can. I've downloaded the expectations for the next bump, and I live into those as best I can right now. I've discussed wanting to move up with my leader. I have a development plan in place, and we meet monthly. We go over everything. My question is, at the beginning of the year, when I asked about, you know, when I might be moving up, he said that typically that's looked at mid-year. I have my mid-year conversation with him in about 2 hours. What I'd like to know is if I don't get moved up like I'm kind of expecting, how do I bring that up in the most productive and professional way possible?
Yeah, I think you've got the right spirit. I wouldn't overthink this. I think if he doesn't bring up the promotion, go, hey, listen, as you know, I've been growing. I've been promoted. You and I meet regularly. As you know, I want to do more. And obviously that wasn't brought up today. Is there more that I can do? What else, you know, can I do? I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be here. Just curious, is there some more that I could do, some development? I'm willing to be patient. Do you have any sense on how long I might need to be patient while I'm maybe adding these other skills and things like this nature? What can I do to keep growing? That's it. Just super humble, super clear, you know, yeah. And you just leave it at that. Because you guys talk all the time. So the reason I'm saying it this way, to keep it super low-key, almost breezy, because you guys are in constant communication, and you've got a plan in place, and you've been moved up, you've been hustling. You're different. So I would just, you know, don't act, you know, in any way paranoid or tense, not that you were going to, but you just want to be pretty breezy about it and go, hey, didn't bring it up, just want to bring it up real quick. As you know, I want to keep growing, and I want to do more. So I always love, you know, when you shoot me straight Is this something that we're going to be able to talk about in the near future? Is there more that I need to do? Some areas, you know, super humble, super clear, real chill. I think that's okay. The formula based on what I'm hearing. Is that scratching the itch you've got? I mean, there's really no strategy.
I think so. I mean, because we've talked about it very directly during our development conversations.
Right.
So he knows that's what I want, and he knows that's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I don't need to give you all this detailed advice like I would somebody else, because this is such a prevalent conversation. Everybody knows what's going on. So I wouldn't overthink this. I'd just be super cool, super humble, and always ask directly. Always ask directly. And don't make a statement, ask questions. That's always a good approach.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
I think that helps. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Yeah, I'm praying for you, man. That's awesome stuff there. Abigail is up next in St. Petersburg, Florida. Abigail, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm so inspired by you just building me up. I know you're building up millions of other people too, but I feel like a little bud that wants to blossom.
Yes.
And I just, you make me feel like I can. And
well, you
I
can.
Just, my question, is, how do you let go of something that's safe or get the confidence to let go of like a safe job? Let's say you can't probably bust out of the 30, 35K your range. And you know, you got a sweet deal because you love the company, you love the people, but probably never going to bust out of it. And you just want to go to that next level to do more with your life and maybe go other places. But you know that you got a sweet deal going, but it's like, it's okay. And you should be grateful, but you can do so much more. How do you let go of that and get the confidence to try?
Yeah. Well, let's just start with an analogy. The way you let go, when you were talking, I had in my mind's eye someone holding on with a death grip. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know. You can fill in the blank. Give me an example of, let's play with this a little bit. Give me an example of somebody holding on to something with a death grip. They're afraid to let go. Give me an example.
Someone climbing the side of a mountain?
Okay, sure. That's a little dramatic. I was thinking, the side of a pool, like the kid, your kid's in the pool and they're holding on with a death grip because they're kind of afraid to let go and move on. Whatever it is, the way to let go is to reach for something else. You see, the only people that, the people that don't let go are the people that don't have anything to reach for, and they're not willing to reach for it. You've got something to reach for. You know what you want to do. The best way to let go is to be focusing on reaching, moving forward. But you'll stay in that death grip if all you focus on is the now. And that's what you just said. Safe job, good job, blah, 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 blah. So here's the deal. We got to build a bridge to the future to where it's not this jump and leap. We want to just step right to the next. And you watch, if you just say, if I start taking the step to get qualified, to get connected, to get started, and I reach for that, then that death grip will let go. But when you're just holding on for dear life because you're scared, we got to deal with the fear. And so you know what the dream is. You didn't even have to tell me. You know what it is. How do you get there? You use my 7 stages. You're clear. So now you got to go, am I qualified? If I'm not, what do I have to do to get qualified? What do I have to learn? What do I have to do? How much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take? That's a 4-step question that leads to a plan. Then I'm getting connected while I'm getting qualified. I'll give you a copy of the proximity principle if you need it. Hang on the line. And once we're connected, opportunities come for us to step into it, to get started. And then it's about promoting ourselves, getting promoted, moving up the ladder. That's the clear path. Reach for it. Hang on the line. We'll get you the book. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm your host, Ken. So glad you're with us. It's a toll-free number to jump in, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. I want to remind many of you out there who are thinking about technology as a career, and you go, I don't know if I've got the skill because I don't have hardly any experience at all other than booting up my own computer. Or you feel like maybe I'm too old to get into it. It's too expensive, takes too long. None of that is true. Bethel Tech is my partner on this. They're one of the top technology training schools in the country. Listen to this. 9-month online program. Doesn't require you to leave, check into a dorm room. And for Ken Coleman Show listeners, if you can cash flow your way through it, it's going to be less than $15,000, 15 grand for everybody else. May have somewhere between a $1,500 to $2,500 discount off of $15,000. And you don't have to have any experience and no identifiable technology skill. They can train you to be a developer, cybersecurity. I mean, folks, technology is where it is at because it's in every industry. There are technology jobs in every industry. Okay? So if you're thinking about that, or you're a kid and you're going, man, I don't know about the college degree, you don't need it. They got a great placement program. 75% of their attendees get placed immediately after completing the 9-month program. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Liz is up next in Orlando, Florida. Liz, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I am living the dream, Liz. What's going on?
Hi. So I've been looking for a job post-COVID. I hate my job. It's toxic. I'm just dreading going in. And it's getting to the point where I found a company/service that, for a fee, will assist you in submitting, helping you submit job applications. What do you think about that?
Why do you think you need them? What additional advantage do you think they're giving you to help you submit job applications?
They mentioned their selling point is that they can critique my resume, which I think is pretty decent. I mean, I've had it looked at, but I don't know everything. And I'm not getting through the first hurdle, which is the interview. And so their selling point is this company is that they can apply to smaller companies or companies that have less or a lot less applications, and then also help you get through the ATS tracking system, is my understanding.
How much are they worth? How much is the service?
The service is, it comes with a resume and then coaching. It's $525, and then they assist you with 5 job applications. So $525. And I've been looking for a new role for more than a year. I'm at my wit.
What are you looking to do?
That's a good question. I watched your show. If I could do anything, it would be a frequent flyer specialist.
It'd be a what?
That would be the job that I'd love. A frequent flyer specialist.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. Forgive me.
So if you have like a lot of rewards miles, you pay a service to research based on where you're going to and from and the destination you would like to travel to. They basically tell you the best way to do it.
So that's an actual, my ignorance. That's an actual job?
It's not a job. I found a company that does it. And then I was like, hey, I would love to do that.
Well, if companies do it, then that means it's a job. That means that companies hire people to help people with this, correct?
Correct. I've only found 2 and they're not hiring, but yes.
Okay. All right. Boy, that's really specific, and I like that. I like that. I mean, but what I would do is I've got an exercise for you. You don't have to do it on the air. But I want you to break that down and go, okay, what is the type of work there that I'm attracted to? You know, is it assisting people, coordinating details? I mean, you just need to kind of describe, why am I intrigued by that? And that's a good thing, but let's look for other possibilities that are very similar. So you understand what I'm saying? So that we're not just limited to this, to these 2 companies that are so super specific. You know, there's other, it could be a travel agent. It could be in customer service for an airline or a travel company or whatever. I just think you need to expand that a little bit. Does that make sense?
It does. The service I've gotten is, and I saw your show about project management.
Yeah.
The certified project management. If I could do something like that, but if possible, connected into computers or and travel.
Yeah.
So not necessarily airline, but I have a background in travel, finance, and technology. But fine-tuning it would be something along the lines of a CAPM.
Great.
And I have
great. Okay, so let me address your question. You do not and should not pay this company $500 plus to look at your resume and submit five applications for you. I'm going to blow that value out of the water, and it's going to cost you $0. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Okay, great. Let's start with all the goodies that I'm going to give you for free. Number one, you need to go to my website, kencoleman.com. Amanda will make sure you get there, and you need to download my resume guide. It's free.
Okay.
And it comes with a template. Then, Amanda, let's also give her my six-pack of resume templates that are based on my resume guide. Those are $9.99. I'm going to give it to you for free. Then I'm going to give you a cop. Oh, you got them. Great. And you need to use my resume guide, because my resume is better than anybody else's resume. It just is. And the reason is because my resume is based on a strategy that relationships are what get you jobs and job interviews, not resumes alone. But you got my stuff for 10 bucks. I was going to give them to you, but you spent 10. So we still got 490, whatever it is, whatever they were going to charge you. So then I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because you need to use that. You know what you want to do. You have a good idea of the type of work. You just got to start making connections. You already got that too?
I just ordered that. I just ordered that last week, and I'm waiting for it.
Your timing is terrible. I was going to give it all to you for free, but I'm glad you got it. Now, here's the deal. Dead serious. That book alone is what you need to get the breakthrough. And then I got one other free resource. If you've been listening and watching my program, you need to go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken as soon as we hang up and get connected with ZipRecruiter. Number one job site in the world. It's free, by the way. And they're going to start matching your profile up with open positions based on what you fill out. And companies contact you directly. It's free. So I would at least try ZipRecruiter.com. Okay?
Okay.
ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. I mean it. Go there and sign. Let's see. They're the number one job site in the world. Plus, you got all my other tools. But I would not pay at this point $500+ for what they're offering, because quite frankly, you don't need it. My resume stuff is free. You got plenty of templates to make yourself stand out, but you need to use my guide and really think about the relationships, the connections, and use it. And it will work if you stay with it. But I would not spend the $500+ right now on that. No, I would not do that. Not when you got all of my world-class stuff for basically pennies on the dollar. But you got this. You cannot quit. You can't quit. But absolutely use ZipRecruiter.com/Ken as well as an additional tool. And then you keep going. But you've got to narrow down a little bit more the type of work. That's going to help you. I think the only thing you're missing is a narrower focus on the type of work. And you begin to, just a few minutes ago, you expressed that. And I think you got to get locked in on more of those so that you can use the proximity principle and you can use the resume stuff and you fill out your profile a little bit more specifically at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. So there you go. I'm not knocking those services, folks. So don't anybody hear that. I'm just saying in her situation, why would you spend $500+ when most of my stuff is free? 10 bucks for my six resume templates that we've heard from Fortune 500 companies. You never see anything like it. She just ordered my book, which you can get all three versions of, the number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is all about getting connected so you can get the opportunities you want. It's 20 bucks for all three book formats. I just saved her $480+. You know why? Because I'm a man of the people. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Shining the light on your path to purpose, and then showing you the way to walk it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. So excited to have you with us. To learn more, KenColeman.com. Tons of free resources there in our resources store page. So go check that out. 844-747-2577. You can also give me a follow on Instagram at Ken Coleman. Same on Twitter. And then Facebook, search The Ken Coleman Show. Let's get back to the phones. Jedediah joins us in Minot, North Dakota. Jedediah, you are on The Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. What's up?
So I've got a question for you. So I spent about 14 years in retail. Mm-hmm. I worked my way all the way up to a store manager, and I don't think I just want to stay with it anymore. I don't know if you want to call it burned out, but I just want to figure out, if I don't want to be in retail, where do I want to be at,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. You know, I think we need to shift the question, though, from where do I want to be to what do I want to be? Slight change, but I'm curious if in the 14 years that you've been in retail and maybe any job experience prior to that, is there a type of role, a specific 2, 3, or 4 tasks that you would say, Ken, I'm passionate about that. That's why I call it passion. You love the work. It's not about the money. It's about the work itself. You really enjoy this type of work. Anything come to mind when I say that?
So there's a couple things. I taught for 8 years too, part-time, and I love that.
Mm.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But financially, I couldn't do that in retail, so I sort of gave that up, went into retail. We started with $149,000 of debt. Now we're down to $4,000.
Whoa.
So we're almost there. And I'm just... So I like talking finances. I like teaching people. I mean, that to me is just fun. I get getting paid to talk.
Which, by the way, that's very possible. We did at Ramsey Solutions the largest study on net worth millionaires 2 years ago. And the third largest group of net worth millionaires in the United States are teachers. The median salary for a teacher in the United States is $60,000. So let's just start with, can I live well, be a millionaire? And you're already on your way. You're $4,000 from being debt-free, then the emergency fund, and then baby step 4, 15% of retirement. Now, boom, you're moving on. So first of all, that's not a wild, crazy idea if teaching is the play for you. And I also think I'm just curious, did you enjoy any part of leading? Once you move into management, you are essentially a leader. Not essentially, you are a leader. So did you enjoy any part of that?
I do enjoy parts of leading.
Which parts? Tell me very specifically.
I enjoy when you actually can take someone who doesn't understand the concept, you break it down, put the cookies on the bottom shelf, so to speak.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, there it is.
Get them to where they need to be.
I'm interrupting you because the favorite part of leadership for you was actually instructing.
Yep. That was my favorite part.
I love it, Jedediah. I don't even have to say anything, do I?
No, sir.
You need permission, you really don't need permission, but that's kind of why you called. You're like, what do I want to do? You knew the whole time. You were a part-time teacher, and you need to flip it. And so, you know, you need to eventually go into full-time teaching. So what's the path look like to do that? We got to ask ourselves, what does it take to get qualified? So you're in stage one. You're clear on what you want to do and why. So now you can get a little clearer by going, who do I want to teach? Where do I want to teach? That subject matter, the audience itself. Is it college level? Is it high school level? Is it ultimate? You know, is it adults in a corporate training job? You need to have some fun with that part, but you know you want to be a teacher, instructing, guiding, influencing, mentoring. That's your jam.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I know. So here's the deal. What does it take? We got to figure out where we can do that. Then we go, what does it take to get qualified? I may not need any more formal education, but maybe I need some certifications. We're going to ask ourselves 4 questions. You ready? When you answer these 4 questions, mm-hmm. you've got a plan, Jedediah, to move forward. A, you got to finish getting clear. I told you what to do there. Now we say, once we're clear, what do I need to learn? Doesn't have to be traditional education, could be certification, but what do I need to learn? What do I need to do? What experience do I need? How much is it going to cost me? Based on that, how long will it take? Now we've got ourselves the details to formulate a plan for you to walk triumphantly into that. Never interrupt income. Never take a big leap. You got this, Jedediah. You need to go teach people. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We help you get on purpose in your work, which incidentally helps you get on purpose in your life. Here's what we know from research. A man or a woman who is in their sweet spot, using what they do best, talent, to do work they love, passion, to produce results that matter to them, mission, when they're on purpose in their work, it changes their relationships at home. They have more peace, more happiness, as a result of purpose. The flip side of that is also true. Somebody who just feels like they're in a dead-end job, stuck, almost borderline miserable, sometimes absolutely miserable, it's going to affect your personal life as well. And you need to understand that, because if that's you, or you're just kind of blah, just kind of, well, safe, I don't hate my job, but I don't like it. I don't love it either. There's more. And it's affecting you, I promise. So let's get you clear so that you can get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away, whatever, wherever you're at in that 7-stage process of climbing that mountain to that professional pinnacle. We want to help you. 844-747-2577. David is up in Pueblo, Colorado. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
David, I'm living the dream. What's going on, man?
So, I took your quiz on your website.
The Should I Quit My Job quiz?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so, I got that I'm in the wrong role in the wrong place.
Oh!
And, yeah.
Well, and we know it's
I
time.
Knew I was in the wrong place.
But you didn't know about the wrong role?
I was in the wrong place. But I was not expecting the wrong roles.
Interesting. What role are you in right now?
So I'm an electromechanical technician. I do general maintenance. I do three-phase motors, electrical mechanical maintenance, basically. And I have an associate in that. And so I've put quite a bit of time into getting to this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a ton. But I do have my, like I said, the 2-year degree, and then I've been in the role for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the work, and so I'm not sure that, you know, just being in this place has, you know, kind of had me burnt out, and that's why I got the wrong role.
It's possible. You know,
generally get me in the wrong role.
Yeah, so... I wouldn't overthink it, but I think what happened is, you know, depending on how you answer those questions, it's only 20 questions. And we've heard nothing but great accuracy on it, but I do think it is possible that because of the burnout that you feel like you're experiencing, that it can taint your questions to where you go, I don't want to do it. Because let me tell you how I know this. I've had teachers call me before who, because of the awful environment the teachers are dealing with, they question, they're going, Ken, I want to switch. I want to get out of teaching, but I don't know what to do. And before I take them there, I ask, why do you want to get out of teaching? And what I find out is they thought they wanted to get out of teaching, but they didn't. They still love the idea of instructing. And you just basically said the same thing. You like the analyzing, the fixing, the solutions type of work that you do, correct?
Correct. And I do a lot of fabrication,
so you like it.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that too.
So here's the deal. You're just like those teachers. But it did skew you in the quiz because of the way you answered a few questions. But the reality is now I think you're kind of going, I really do enjoy the work. I just don't like doing it where I'm doing it, or I don't like how I'm supposed to do it or have to do it. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. But you know, another part of it is, so when that pipeline in the Eastern Coast got hacked, I was already thinking about how I wanted to maybe try cybersecurity.
Great.
or something in the technology field.
Yep.
And so I was kind of thinking about that, and then that pipeline got hacked, and then a little while after that, I heard you on the Ramsey the show, and you talked about that Bethel Tech.
Yeah.
And so I started kind of thinking about that, and you know, I really thought that would be something that I would enjoy also.
Well, did you do anything about it?
Now I'm sorry.
Did you do anything about it?
So I'm in baby step two right now. I'm paying off debt. Good. I have student loan debt and so on and so forth.
So the answer is you didn't. And the reason is because you feel like you're slammed and now's not the right time. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's totally okay. Let's walk through this real quick. So how much debt do you have left? And then when do you expect, if everything kind of stays normal here, when do you expect to pay it off?
So right now I have about $36,000 left, mm-hmm. $25,000 in student loans, $11,000 in the car.
Okay.
And right now I have the Ramsey Plus, I have the Baby Steps app and all
Great.
That. Right now my expected payoff date is October of next year.
Great. Okay. All right. So let's play this out. Okay. You're working two jobs. You're gazelle intense right now, paying off the debt, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I would still call Bethel Tech. And I would talk to him. And then you can call other people as well. They're competitors. That's fine. I just know Ryan and I know how good their program is, and they'll work with Ramsey Solutions followers. Because if you could cash flow your way through that and still pay off your debt, so if you could, and you may not be able to, and that's okay. But here's the deal. Next October, Bethel Tech is still going to be there. So will technology jobs. So regardless, I want you to talk to them so that you can get an idea. Okay, if I cash flow my way through this, you guys will give me somewhere between $1,500 to $2,500 off of that. So at the most, it's going to be $13,500, and it's a nine-month program, and they got a killer placement program where they're placing 75% of their candidates. So you go, all right, I may not be able to do it now while I'm in the debt snowball, but in October of next year, I would be able to, as I'm saving up for my emergency fund, I could also start cash flowing my way through Bethel Tech or whatever. But if you can see the future in the plan, then you go, oh, I can get there. So I think there's a couple things. If you want to go the technology route, I think you need to talk to people who are in cybersecurity, which is my proximity principle. Get around people that are doing what you think you want to do or what you want to do. Let's find out if, in fact, cybersecurity is a direction you want to go, because I think it still uses the talent you use as an electrical technician. I think it's the same part of your brain. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Let's find out in the next 2 to 3 months or less about Bethel Tech, what that would look like. Also find out if you really do want to go into cybersecurity by getting to know somebody. Somebody you knows somebody who's in cybersecurity. You can find that. Find out about it. What's the best part of the day? The worst part of the day? Blah, 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 blah. Find it all out. It's like doing a college term paper on cybersecurity. Okay? You can do that. Now, in the meantime, because of the workplace you're in is not the right place for you, where else in Pueblo or surrounding areas could you do that work that maybe is a better culture? So you stay in the day job, but we change places while we're waiting to move into cybersecurity if, in fact, that's the direction. Now, if you find out that cybersecurity, I was interested in it, but when I really dug in, I don't want to do it. We do know that you enjoy the work you're doing now, so we have a wonderful path that way as well. Have I simplified this for you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, dude. This is not as scary as it feels, but you got some research to do. That's really what this is about. And don't get too discouraged. I do think that the environment you're in is so crappy that it probably did affect your test results. The fact that you can identify that you do enjoy the work you're doing, it's just not the place you like doing it, that gives you some options, and don't be confused. But absolutely research and play this out. Because cybersecurity and technology may be a great path for you. I think it's very much, both of these career paths, electrical technician, mechanic, and moving into security, that's all in that same area. Same talent, and I would say pretty similar passion when it comes to work you love. And you see that. So that should help you with confidence, should not confuse you. But you got this. You hear me? Don't you dare quit on this path. Play it out. Walk it out. Really appreciate the call, David. All right. Man, time flies when you're having fun. Before I get out of here, remember this. You matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.